Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor and my privilege and my pleasure to be here with you today. If you could see what goes on in the mornings here, you'd get a big kick out of it. So I know the people that are watching on Facebook, they didn't see all of this, but we're having a lot of computer problems because they're getting very old, and we're having the printer problems because it's getting very, very old, and they don't like to communicate. And, of course, I'm usually running at the last minute, getting my monologue and my prayer printed off. Rudy runs and gets it for me, and it's just gibberish. They didn't communicate very well. So we're running around and stewing about all those things. And you know what? Those are pretty minor. Pretty minor. But we are quite entertaining. It is Friday. We're heading into a weekend. Daniel Turner was busy today, so he will not be calling in. And don't tell him, but I was kind of thankful, not because I don't want him here. I love to have him here. But I had something I wanted to talk with you about, something that's been on my heart, and we're going to go that direction as soon as we get our morning prayer in. It actually has to do with our morning prayer. For such a time as this, let us not be separated. Heavenly Father, we come to you daily. And it seems that our land grows more ignorant and foolish. As your word has said, they will call good evil and evil good. It is dark here when your people do not pray. We believe in you and we trust in you. And our faith lies in you and only in you. I will lift up my eyes to the hills, knowing my help is coming from you. Your peace you give me in times of the storm. You are the source of my strength. You are the strength of my life. You are the creator of all things. You are love. You are mercy. You are grace. You are our Redeemer and Savior. But for you, we would be lost, separated. This nation, which was once called by your name, recognized by you, is now dysfunctional, Father. Help us, Lord, your children, to stand strong and boldly in your word. You give us hope. We ask again today that you will continually watch over our president and vice president. Keep them safe, strong, and wise. Make them bold with the gift of discernment. Keep their families from harm and guard them from the evil that is surrounding them. I pray for all this administration's cabinet that you might watch over them, keep them close to you, and guide them with your wisdom. If any are weak in their faith, make them strong in this time, in this storm. Please use CSC Talk Radio. Guard me, Lord, from the evil one. Keep me from discouragement. And make this your voice that will bring sense into the foolishness of this world. May we pray each day for such a time as this. May we never be separated from you. Amen. That came across to me, this idea of separated, because of our First Amendment. And our Ben Carson took a lot of heat this week. He's under fire for saying a prayer when they were opening the meetings. As if that is something wrong, that you cannot have that, because we have this thing called separation of church and state. And he has been under fire before because he does not recognize that, not as they do. You know, there's this group of this organization called Freedom From Religion. Well, they need to read that First Amendment because it does not say freedom from religion. It says freedom of religion. And what it means is to keep the government out of the church. It didn't mean no church. It didn't mean no godly laws. Well, in watching this unfold and in watching all the storms that are going on with these political arena, I tell you, this is Beth's opinion. This is an opinion show. I'm not a journalist. I'm not a reporter. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not an attorney. I'm not any of those things. I'm a woman with a lot of opinions. But I wrote an article back in 1999 that I'm going to share with you. And today we are going to open up the phone lines, but I want you to talk about, well, I guess I'll let you talk about whatever you want. But I'm going to talk about this separation, this word separation. Who are we separating? What are we separating? And I wrote an article about this for when I worked for Derry Brownfield back in 1999. Who was president back then? Bill Clinton. I had to look it up because I couldn't remember if it was Clinton or Bush. Actually, I had Rudy look it up. I'll be truthful. Clever sidekick was doing that while I was writing. And I remembered this article that I wrote. And I wrote it back then, for such a time as that, as this, because there was a church under fire, because they were refusing that 501(c). And Derry had interviewed the pastor several times on air. And this was put in his Common Sense Chronicle. The separation of church and state. One of our listeners wrote, requesting an article on the separation of church and state, and this is the subject, very dear to my heart. My feelings run very strong, leaving me somewhat prejudiced. I've tried to do a little research, like reading the Constitution, and I discovered I am not the only one who has or had such strong emotions when discussing this topic. Now, I've shared this story with you before, but if you'll bear with me, this is in the article that I wrote. In 1775, Patrick Henry, a young Christian attorney, rode into the small town of Culpeper, Virginia. There in the middle of the town square was a minister, tied to a whipping post, his back laid bare and bloody with the bones of his ribs showing. He had been scourged mercilessly, like Jesus, with whips laced with metal. Patrick Henry turned to someone and asked what the man had done to deserve such a beating. The answer given to him was that the man being scourged was a minister who refused to take a license. He was one of 12 who were locked in jail because they refused to take a license upon often becomes an arbitrary control by government that makes a crime out of what ordinarily would be no crime. It turns a right into a privilege. And these days, 3 days later, this same minister was scourged to death. I want to read that again to you. A license often becomes an arbitrary control by government that makes a crime out of what ordinarily would not be a crime. And it turns a right into a privilege. Think about that. Think about that while we go into this break. I will open up the phone lines. I am going to finish this article that I want to share with you. Just simply because for such a time as this, we need to be reminded we are not separated. We have the right to pray. Those others have the right not to listen, but not to stop you. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. Be not separated, but stand together, and we will be right back. Melody Cederstrom, and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's a great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a two-pack of my pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168. Use promo code BethAnn.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I am opening the phone lines, but be patient with me. I do want to finish this because I think I make some good points, and I know that some of you will make even better points. So hang on. The phrase separation of church and state is not to keep the church out of the government, but to keep the government out of the church and out of the lives and citizens of the citizens and the believers. The First Amendment actually reads, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble. I kind of messed that up, excuse me. Or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. There really is no lawful excuse for or reason for our government to get involved in the private lives or of the churches of this country. The Constitution is very clear as its intent, at least the Bill of Rights is, and I'm certainly not an attorney. But when you read the above, when you read the First Amendment, there is no mention of the people staying out of the government or prohibiting them from exercising or expressing their beliefs openly. Prayer, in my opinion, would be considered free exercise thereof. Soon, and it will be very soon. Now, I wrote this back in 1999. The government will begin taking money, taxes, from our established churches. The government is already doing its best to mandate such things and licenses of the church. Now, Peter O'Rourke just recently said that that's what he was going to do. He was going to punish the churches who didn't believe, who preached against homosexuality or sin of any kind. Of course, he's the one who says he expects everyone to obey the laws that he will make, even though he himself was an armed burglar and was arrested in his day. Going back to the story of the scourged minister that Patrick Henry witnessed, it was this event that evoked Patrick Henry to write the famous words which later became the rallying cry of the revolution. What is it that gentlemen wish? What would they have? Is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased or at the price of chains and of slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. Later he made this part of his famous speech at St. John's Episcopal Church in Williamsburg, Virginia. Is it a coincidence that this speech was made from a church? I don't think so. The founding of this country was religious freedom. There's a reason this is the First Amendment. Our forefathers deemed it extremely important to the establishment of this country. Our current government, this was in 1999, but think about where we are today in 2019, is doing its best to take these liberties away from the people. There's more to this article, but Neil has been quite patient with me, and he always has some wisdom for us. We're going to go to Neil in Missouri. Neil, how are you today? Neil?
Hello?
Yeah. Hey, there you are. How you doing, Neil? Are you there, Neil?
Rainy day today. Yeah.
Oh, it's raining. Okay.
Yeah, it's raining here. I've still got a good phone signal, but I don't know what's causing this breakup in the call.
Oh. Well, we'll blame the birds on the wire. How's that? What's on your mind today, Neil?
Karen? Can you still hear me?
Yeah, keep talking.
Okay. Yeah, you're right about the separation of church and state thing. There is no such restriction in the Constitution anywhere. In fact, when you go back and read the Immigration and Naturalization Act of 1790, you'll find that the qualification, which exists to this day, to be one of the qualifications to be a United States citizen, you had to be a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
No other religion qualifies as a United States citizen. However, with the 14th Amendment, they created a second class of citizenship, which allows anybody to be a citizen. That's the 14th Amendment citizen subject. So in this licensing deal, you know, the definition in the law dictionary is it's permission to commit an act which is otherwise illegal, unlawful, a trespass, or a tort. Those are all crimes. So license is fundamentally a permission to commit a crime. I had an appellate court judge here in Missouri one time question me on that when I was raising the issue on driver's licenses. He said, well, realtors have a license. What crime are they committing? They said they're engaged in fraud with criminals within the government to pass defects. That a deed is not titled to the property. I said the land patent is. He shut up after that, didn't ask me any more questions.
So, he didn't have any more answers.
Yeah, he didn't want to hear any more answers about the license. Not challenged anybody. You name the license, I'll tell you what the crime is. It's being permitted by the government. So...
You know, it's just another ploy to get more money out of everyone as well as controlling them. That's what it is.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's obvious. And it becomes more and more. And Ben Carson took a lot of heat, and he's done it before, and I think he'll do it again. He's a strong man. I think he'll continue to follow the Lord, not the crazy people of this country. But he opened the prayer. And I think what really irked him the most was he prayed for the president. He prayed with thanksgiving for the president. And I think that really upset the never-Trumpers and the haters. You know, it's hard for me. You know, I didn't like President Obama, but I did pray for his salvation. It's hard for me to understand hate so strong that you would pray against somebody like that. I don't get that. And that they want to remove that. I mean, that he didn't pray against anybody. He prayed in thanksgiving. But for those who hate the president so much, I really have a problem understanding the hate part, but it's because they don't have love in them. It's, you know, darkness is always there. It exists because there's no light, and they are in darkness because they lack the light, meaning God.
Absolutely. Satan rules their lives, and Satan is nothing but hate. And as far as getting control of the churches, they conned them into those 501c3 tax numbers. You know, Section 508c1a makes it clear, you know, the Title 26, which is the tax code, Section 508c1a clearly says the church is the one and the only charity organization in the United States which cannot be touched by the IRS and does not have to have a tax number in order to accept donations under Section 170 of the code. And write donation receipts, therefore, and, you know, issue them to people so they can deduct that from their taxes. Now, once you get the tax number, you become a government-regulated enterprise, you know, because you're now considered a religious nonprofit. You know, there's all kinds of nonprofits. You can get these tax numbers, political and sports, you know, outfits. You know, the NFL is a nonprofit. National football, billions of dollars every year, and they don't pay any taxes on their profits because they're a sports nonprofit organization. So they got these churches conned into getting these tax numbers, which puts them under government regulation. But they didn't need the tax number to start with, you know, because they can't.
That's my point, too.
They can't be controlled.
And so Beto O'Rourke, now because these churches have the 501c3, because they've bought into that deceit, and he's going to punish them if they preach anything in there that he deems to be hate. You know, that he deems to, that man is nuts. I'm just sorry, but he just is.
Yeah.
Oh, well. All right. Well, we're dealing with a lot of foolishness. And I went in this morning and I looked up some of the scriptures on the foolishness of men. And boy, are we seeing it. I mean, it is just rampant. Just the evil, but the foolishness. Yeah. Anyway, thank you, Neil. Go ahead, finish.
There's an interesting fact about the Revolutionary War that most people don't know. The British had a kill order, an execution order, on all ministers. Any minister caught with what they considered a rebel or traitorous group, he was summarily executed, no trial, no nothing, because they understood that the ministers were the ones providing the moral backbone for these people to go up against the most powerful military on the planet at the time.
And we had that Black Robe Regiment.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
And they were powerful. They were powerful. And, you know, in the Patriot, it showed them locking people in the church and burning them. And that did happen.
Oh, yeah.
They did do that.
Sure.
That was not just for the film. That actually happened. Thank you, Neil. Appreciate it so very much. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm talking about separation, but we'll open it up to your conversation, whatever's been on your mind and heart or frustrating and you need to get it off your chest. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller, but now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public. public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stubert didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today, What If Things Were Made in America Again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're going to go back to the phones. We have another Neil. This one's from Illinois. Neil, how are you today?
Real good, Beth Ann. How are you yourself?
I'm doing good, thank you, sir. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind is the fact that the politicians have totally misconstrued the separation of church and state. You know,
yes.
It's been done from the way it was supposed to be, you know, with Jefferson when he...
Yeah, Thomas Jefferson made that comment in a speech, and they've totally taken it out of context.
Absolutely, and they've taken everything out of context, including the Bible,
yes,
which in exactly. Leviticus says that there is no property tax. The land is mine, saith the Lord. You can sell the house, you cannot sell the land. And every year there's supposed to be, or every 50 years, there's supposed to be a year of jubilee. I don't see that anymore.
No, they don't do any of that. You're correct.
But that's, and all it has to do is the president, the mayor, or whoever is in charge declares a year of jubilee.
Right. I don't see anybody doing that, because that would be, that would go against separation of church and state. No, I'm being funny. It's not but funny, but I'm trying to be cute.
I'll tell you what, in 1983, Ronald Reagan declared that it was the year of the Bible.
Yes, he did. I do remember.
I don't see anybody doing that either.
No. And I really would like to see President Trump call for fasting and prayer and see what happens. Boy, they'd come unglued then, wouldn't they?
Yes, they
would. If he called for that. Yeah. I would like to see him do that. All right. Appreciate the call. Thank you. Thank
Absolutely.
You so much.
Thank you.
You have a great weekend, Neil. We're going to Laura. Laura in Missouri. Laura, how are you doing today?
Hey, good, Beth Ann. Your letter was really appropriate with things that we have been trying to tell everyone. The way to keep the separation of everything is you do not contract with the government. And all those licenses, like you were saying, you've got your driver's license, the marriage license, you've got all these licenses that they compel you to sign up for, and all it's doing is taking away your rights and giving you a privilege. Because everyone has a right to travel freely on the roads without being licensed. Supreme Court
right.
has ruled on it, and the best way to do this, you just start removing your contracts, reneging these contracts, and you become a state citizen, because the only U.S. citizens are people that are born in D.C. or their territory. Everybody else is a state citizen. You look right on your birth certificate. It says that you are born in the state of Missouri or whatever. And a state citizen is completely different from a U.S. citizen, because a state citizen retains all their rights. A U.S. citizen becomes part of the corporation, and it has to follow the statutes and regulations that the corporation has put out there for them to follow. And so the way you stay a state citizen, the way you regain your state citizen status, is by signing up through the post office for a U.S. citizen passport. I mean, I'm sorry, an American national passport, where you state, where they ask, are you a U.S. citizen? And you say no, because you were not born in D.C. You are not born in one of the territories. Your parents weren't born there. Unless you were born in D.C. or one of the Guam or Virgin Islands or, you know, Puerto Rico.
Other than a state.
Those are anything other than one of the continental states.
Mm-hmm.
You are a state citizen. And there's Supreme Court rulings saying that you can be a state citizen without being a U.S. citizen. But everybody wants to rope you into that category. You know, they come out and say, are you a U.S. citizen? And everybody, you know, naturally says, oh, yeah, I am. No, you're not. I'm an American.
I don't want to get into this really, really deep, because I've got other callers holding right now, Laura. But what does that do when people move from state to state? Do they change their citizenship, or do they remain, like if I move
no,
to
you
Illinois?
No, because where you were
you're
born.
A citizen of
your
Missouri.
State.
Okay.
That was your state citizen.
Okay. That's kind of what I thought, but I wanted to ask it outright. All right. Appreciate you so much.
All right.
I really do. Thank
you,
Laura.
That's how we get back America. Back to the Republic.
Well, we got
to
get active. We got to get active and educated. That's for sure. Too many people are buying into these lies. I thank you. Thank you. We're going to go to Tom in South Carolina. Tom, how are you doing?
Good. Doing very well. A couple of things I wanted to say. One is a little poem, but something else as well. You know, here
okay.
in the South, we have a little different perspective. A lot of people think highly of Lincoln, and nobody is wrong about everything, but we look at it a little different as being sort of the person that wanted a strong central government. And
we, yes.
Our new religion, gradually it's gotten stronger and stronger, and so it's pushing aside other religions and becoming our thou shalt and thou shalt not. But here's a little poem that I've got, rather short. I don't even have a name on it yet. It's because we're Southerners, we have a little different perspective. What used to be a Yankee is a commie now by name, and what they want to do to us is really about the same. Instead of reconstruction, just to fool us with that word, it's out and out destruction to cull us from their herd. But all depends on y'all to save me from that fate, so please become an activist before it's too darn late. They hope that we won't fight if they fill us all with fright, for that's the way the commies think, but I don't think they're right. I can't be too unkind then if I draw you up a sign and show you how to hold it up to change somebody's mind. To me, it's nothing new. It's what I've done for you, and we could have some fun, you all, if y'all would do it too.
Amen. I like that, Tom.
All right. Now, here's
Thank
what
you.
I've been doing, a little something you might enjoy. I went to Goodwill. I got some white pants and a white shirt, painted black stripes on it to look like an old-time prisoner. And I'm holding up a sign. On one side, it says, whistleblower clothes. On the other side, it says, impeach the impeachers. So I stand on the corner downtown, and I'm getting a lot of response on that, very little of it negative.
I bet not. That's pretty cute. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. All right. Well,
you just do awesome. Thank you, Tom. Thank you. Appreciate it. You know, what are you doing? You know, we've all got to be doing something. We've all got a mission. We need to be active in that mission. Let's go to Bruce in Illinois. Bruce, how are you?
Yes. Hello, Beth. Hey, Beth. I'm calling about there's an Illinois gun lobby day that's being done for the first time for a fall session here in Illinois. And
it's happening
on October 29th in Springfield, Illinois. They're requesting that anybody and everybody that can possibly come to Springfield to please show up. And if you can't show up, at least call your Illinois state senator and your Illinois state representative.
Bruce, can you hang on because we're heading into a break?
Yes,
and I have that bill. I have that right in front of me. If you hang on, I want to give that information to the people without rushing so they can write it down.
Okay.
So everybody, while we're on a break, go get your pencil and paper so that you can make it to this meeting in Illinois. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. The number to call is 877-895-5410. Bruce, hang on, and we will be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. If you haven't called in, we're going to close the lines. If you're on the phone, keep holding. We will get to you. I want to go back to Bruce because this is important, and it is coming up this week because they vote on this, put it to on the October the 29th. Bruce, let's talk about this bill. It's Senate Bill 1966.
Yes, it is, Beth. It's a horrible bill. The bill will require every gun owner in the state of Illinois to be fingerprinted and treated like a criminal. It will end all private sales and transfers, even to family members, unless you go through a state-licensed FFL dealer, because in Illinois we now have a state dealer licensing bill, and it creates a massive database and registration scheme. It's expected to cost the average gun owner, according to the NRA and the State Rifle Association, approximately $300 per person, plus lost wages and traveling time. This is how bad it is. For a basic family, it could easily cost you over $1,000 just to have your FOID card. What's happening here, Beth, this bill has already passed the Illinois House. And it passed the Illinois House, the Democratic-controlled Illinois House, with very quickly. It's in the Illinois Senate. And what's happened is that the State Rifle Association and the Illinois Gun Lobby has called October 29th to be another IGOLD, an Illinois Gun Owner Lobby Day. And on October 29th, they're requesting that people show up at the Howlett Building in Springfield, Illinois, by 9 a.m. in the morning. The Howlett Building is on the south end of the Capitol Complex, and they're requesting that for the ease of getting people through the door and going through the security checks, that you go through the east entrance. If we don't stop this bill, Beth, basically Illinois will be unlivable for gun owners. To pay this kind of money to be fingerprinted, This is what's so crazy about the bill. Even people that have concealed carry permits have already been fingerprinted, but they won't allow that fingerprinting to be added to your FOIA card. You have to repeat the entire process. And
I would assume this phone number that I have here from you is, and I brought this in to mention it again today, so I'm so thankful you called in, is the Illinois State Rifle Association number?
Yes.
815-635-3198. Let me repeat it. 815-635-3198 to get information if you didn't catch it all from what Bruce was saying today. They're calling it iGold.
Yes.
Illinois Gold, October 29th, and they want you there at 9 in the morning. Go ahead.
Yes, and yeah. If people, what they're also requesting is if you're unable to attend, what they're requesting is that people go ahead and call their Illinois state senator and their Illinois state representative. And if you do, if you're having trouble figuring that out, you can go to the Illinois State Rifle Association's website. It's ISRA.org. I'll say it again. It's ISA.org.
R-A. ISRA. I do that too.
And what you can do, or you can just call that number, and they will assist you on finding out who your state representative is or state senator is, so you can call if you cannot attend. But, Beth, okay. Illinois is becoming everybody's problem.
We're
getting so crazy in this state with taxes and fees and gun controls and promoting of abortion that Illinois is now the abortion capital of America, and that's what the Democrats under Governor Pritzker wanted. That Planned Parenthood has now built a abortion clinic near the Missouri-Illinois border so that we can now kill Missouri babies. And, you know, so Illinois has become...
Because we're trying to stop that in Missouri, and we're having a little trouble with that, too. Isn't it evil? I mean, that's all they can think of. I mean, Kamala Harris said, poor women will die if we don't let them kill their babies. I mean, what a stupid statement. Sometimes these people just need to be smacked.
Beth,
where's her mother?
Well, they do, Beth. But, you know, how does it make someone like me feel that's a Christian man, knowing that my state wants to kill the babies of Missouri? Now, Beth, what are we going to do? Please, in the name of Jesus, what are we supposed to do when we've got a government? They're putting small businesses out of business in this state. They're running small oil producers out of business. They literally want to take the food off of people's plates, out of people's hands, you know what I'm saying? And they want to kill they want to kill the babies of Missouri. And the governor is for this.
It's just never enough.
They want to take our guns and fingerprint us and treat us like criminals. You know, I spent over an hour talking to my state senator's office yesterday. And, you know, people in this state we're not alone. I am not alone. The problem is it's these new lunatics in Chicago. They just want to kill our babies. They want to take our guns. They want to treat us like criminals.
You can't hardly live there.
No, well, they
Illinois is so bad. I mean, Chicago is so bad you can't hardly take a family.
I'm going to have to try to, I guess, leave my home of 40 years. I don't know what to do. And I don't
We're going to keep fighting. We got to keep fighting for you, Bruce.
Well, please, Beth.
And we're praying. Keep praying.
Please, please pray for the people of Illinois. And if you don't live in Illinois, contact the State Rifle Association and find out who you can call. And even if you live out of state, just call the State Rifle Association on that number, 815-635-3198, and ask them who you can call in the Illinois State General Assembly to express your concerns. And, Beth, thank you so much for your time.
We'll try and mention this again on Monday, too. Thank you. God bless you, Bruce.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate it so much. We don't have a whole lot of time, but I'm going to go to Larry real quick in Missouri. Larry, how are you today?
Yeah, I agree. Fine, Beth. I agree with everything that man said. Plus, we have a war going on with California. Got a new bill in that. They're banning states that do not support their abortion laws. If you don't support abortion laws, then they won't do business with that state. And there's a bunch of
not only that, they're wanting colleges to hand out the abortion pills to their to the girls there. So. It's evil. What's going on in this nation is evil. Yeah. And we've got to keep praying, Larry. We've just got to keep praying. As Bruce You know, it is emotional. It is personal. Thank you, Larry. I'm going to let you go because we're about out of time. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank
Missouri
you.
Should join the states that will not do business in California.
Okay. All right. All right. Thank you. Well, I had so many other things I wanted to share with you today, but we are completely out of time. For such a time as this. Today we're out of time. America needs to get on their knees. The babies are dying, and you're losing your rights. They're controlling the people, and what's going on in D.C. is disgusting. The Democrats and the Republicans are putting on a show in front of the cameras, and all of them go behind doors. D.C. occupiers occupying offices, cutting deals with. Why do we have human trafficking like we do? Why do we have abortions like we do? Why do they want to take your guns? Why do they want you to stop praying? Why do they want to control you? They can't control you. Get on your knees. That's figurative. Can't all get on our knees, but we can all pray and bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation we idly sit by allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen so the unborn can be heard.